This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Tonight is the night much of America has been waiting for, and the question prevails, just how significant will it be as to who is going to lead our country, President Donald Trump or former Vice President Joe Biden? AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this.
First presidential debate could be a pivotal moment in an election year like no other. With the nation facing multiple crises, health, political, racial, the debate takes on more importance. The virus pandemic's upended normal campaigning, but just how much importance? Amid all the tumult, the race has stayed largely unchanged since Joe Biden seized the Democratic nomination. He holds a significant lead in national polls, and there are comparatively few undecided voters left, meaning President Trump has fewer than 5 weeks to change the narrative. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And President Trump is now on the defensive regarding his taxes. Brian Patton has this for VOA.
President Trump on Sunday denied a New York Times report alleging that as a billionaire real estate developer, he avoided paying any federal income taxes in 10 of the last 15 years and paid only $750 in 2016 and in 2017, his first year in the White House.
Totally fake news. No, actually, I paid tax, but and you'll see that as soon as my tax returns, it's underwater. They've been underwater for a long time. The IRS does not treat me well.
Democratic candidate Joe Biden's campaign responded with an ad contrasting how little the president reportedly paid in taxes with the thousands of dollars working Americans like teachers, nurses, and firefighters pay.
That's Brian Patton of VOA reporting. This is VOA News.